A reflection from Father Luis Asano, Matthew 10:34-42. Division comes from the devil. The devil will stir up discord, conflict, and trouble in three areas: heart, family, and society. And that will bring about division not only in your heart, but in your life. 1. Division in your heart. A divided heart brings great sadness, suffering, and pain. But when this happens, you must focus on the search for God's will. You must look for what God wants for your life. To make it easier for you to look for God's will in your life, I suggest the HPJ system. This system will make it clear to you whether you are following God's will or not. So H is for hope. Whatever you choose in life should give you hope and encourage you to follow your path. Your choice offers you a future, and then you nourish this future. If you feel the calling from God to be a priest, for example, you dream of your mission of bringing others to Jesus. You have hope. You have a future to search for. You dream of that future. If you realize you are in love with someone, you dream of that person and of the path you will both walk along together. I mean, you have hope. You search for your future and you walk towards it. Then, P is for peace. It means that what you have chosen, the path that you are following, gives you inner peace. You feel serenity in your choice even when, on the outside, you may be attacked and mocked. Perhaps some people might laugh at you or make fun of you, and you may feel uncertain, but deep down, you feel at peace with your choice. Something like this happened with many martyrs who were mocked and killed for Christ. They felt that inner peace that only being with Him can give. Check whether the decisions you are making and the path you have chosen lead you to that inner peace. J is for joy. You feel joy, the ability to laugh and be positive, the ability to laugh at yourself. You know how to humbly abandon yourself to what God proposes. You are a happy person? Does this path you have chosen bring you to joy? If you have lost this joy, then perhaps you have not chosen what God wants for you and your heart is divided. If you are not following the HPJ system, then you will have a divided heart. Your heart will go one way and your head another. You might fall into letting yourself be led solely by your feelings and making a lot of mistakes. Or you may become cold and turn into a calculating person. Basic, cold, reasoning. Be careful with those extremes. 2. Division in the family. When the family is divided, there comes great sadness, struggles, arguments. You don't want to be at home. You try to find a way to escape. It's so sad when parents fight in front of their children. Their house becomes a battleground, more than a home where you should feel welcome and sheltered. It is hard when a family is lost, when respect is lost. Don't allow this respect to divide your family. 3. Division in society. When society is divided, there are no common goals. There is no fraternity, no growth as a nation. Everything crumbles and society destroys itself. When fraternity is lost, indifference appears. Don't calm your conscience by saying, "I do no wrong to anyone." Go a little further and ask yourself, "Do I do good to someone? Or am I living in my own tiny bubble?" Let's not live in our own personal bubbles. We can't say that we have a great faith and that we pray every day when we don't worry about our neighbors or when we don't notice that there are people in need. Fraternity is the result of a humble and simple heart that is close to God. Don't let your heart be divided, because a divided person leads to a troubled family and a disturbed society. Jesus' disciples must always seek God's voice and always look inside themselves to find His will. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember that something good is on the way.